Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A bright and sunny day across Israel with temperatures warm and inviting. Tel Aviv is basking in sunshine, making it perfect for a stroll by the coast. Jerusalem also enjoys clear skies with a light breeze. A lovely day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, a new Jerusalem basketball team, Hapoel Hashisha, pays homage to six hostages slain by Hamas, as reported by the Times of Israel earlier today. Also, Israel has killed a senior Hamas commander in Gaza, Mohammad Yazuri, earlier this hour, according to Ynet, also this hour. The Wall Street Journal reveals that China provided satellite images to Iran before a deadly attack on an American base in Jordan. Separately, a documentary alleging Israel committed wanton killing in Gaza received a standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival, reported by Forward yesterday. And finally, the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Hezbollah and Iranian networks, I-24 News reported from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Ella K, a travel enthusiast, posted just minutes ago, sharing a reminder for hope and resilience. Lieutenant Colonel R. Peter Lerner, a former IDF spokesperson, shared thoughts on a podcast discussing the power of hope earlier today. Me24, a Middle East news account, reported that Trump rejected Saudi Arabia's request for military intervention after recent Houthi attacks, posting earlier today. Now for more on those stories, starting with the tribute by Hapoel Hashisha, the new basketball team. The Times of Israel highlights the team's connection to six hostages killed by Hamas, aiming to keep their memory alive through sport. This gesture strengthens community ties and honors the victim's legacy. Turning to the killing of Mohammad Yazuri, Ynet reports that the IDF and Shin Bet carried out the operation in Al-Mawasi, targeting the Khan Yunis Brigade commander. This strike, after previous unsuccessful attempts, underscores Israel's continued campaign against Hamas leaders. The implications are significant for Gaza's stability and the ongoing conflict. Meanwhile, China's involvement with Iran comes to light. The Wall Street Journal disclosed Iran received satellite images from Chinese firms used before and after an attack on a U.S. base in Jordan. This revelation raises questions about China's role in regional tensions and its impact on U.S.-Iran relations. Separately, the controversial documentary at the Venice Film Festival. Forward reports it includes testimonies from Israeli soldiers about IDF actions in Gaza. The film's reception could influence international perceptions of Israel's military policies and spark further debate on the Gaza conflict. And finally, the U.S. sanctions on Hezbollah and Iranian proxies. I-24 News outlines measures targeting financial networks following missile strikes in the Strait of Hormuz. This move aims to curb regional aggression and disrupt funding to militant groups. The sanctions reflect ongoing U.S. efforts to pressure Iran and its allies. On the economic front, first, German Iron Dome parts production will begin in 2027, as Rafael collaborates with Aurelius Capital and the Lower Saxony government. Globes reported this in earlier coverage. This move is a significant step in enhancing defense collaboration between Israel and Germany, separately. Data from the employment service reveals about half of this summer's layoffs were also laid off last year, 86% being women. Walla Business highlights the employment challenges faced by sectors like education and agriculture. This trend underscores the need for more stable job opportunities in affected industries. And finally, Gal Gadot's mac and cheese brand, Goodles, has been acquired by Barilla, the world's largest pasta company. Ynet Business notes the acquisition but leaves Gadot's future role uncertain. This deal marks a notable expansion for the popular Israeli brand. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 11 on call AM. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.